The Guardian.
This is Suzanne Goldenberg in St. Paul, Minnesota. Barack Obama has won the Democratic Party nomination. He now becomes the first African American to clinch the nomination of a major political party, the first African American to have a really viable shot of winning the White House when he goes into the general election against John McCain next November. It's also a triumph of a smaller sort for Obama. He has really established himself as a political giant killer. He defeated Hillary Clinton, who was once seen as an inevitable candidate, despite being a relative newcomer to the political scene. It was hard to credit tonight in the cheering, enthusiastic crowd that just 4 years ago, most people had never heard of Obama. He hadn't even been elected to the U.S. Senate.
Tonight, we mark the end of one historic journey with the beginning of another. Because of you, tonight I can stand here and say that I will be the Democratic nominee for the President of the United States of America.
What he's doing from this point on is laying out the groundwork for his general election campaign against John McCain. He showed us some of the brush strokes tonight. He's talking much stronger in his language on issues like defense. He talked about tough diplomacy. He talked about the need for the Iraqi leaders to step up to fill their responsibilities. So he's trying to make sure that he can stand his ground on military issues and on defense issues. He's also going after McCain on the economy, making it clear that he, Obama, is someone who has interests of working Americans at heart. So tonight was really the night where the Obama campaign hoped to pivot towards the general election. Unfortunately for Obama, they can't quite do that entirely. Clinton has not yet conceded the Democratic nomination. She won one of the two contests, the state of South Dakota, while Obama took Montana. And on the strength of that last victory and running a fairly close second, Clinton appears to be maneuvering to try and get something out of the Obama campaign. Her ambitions might go as high as a vice presidential post, or she might want jobs for her supporters in the next administration, or she might simply want Obama to adopt some of her policies. Whatever is going on now, the Obama campaign is quite anxious to keep the maneuvering civil and behind the scenes. The message from David Axelrod, his chief strategist on down, was that this was a time for the Democrats to unite. So for Barack Obama, it's a time to be very conciliatory towards Hillary Clinton. On the other hand, he's showing no quarter for John McCain. The general election campaign started tonight.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.